When my father died 10 years ago, he was my last reason for living. After this strong experience, I have felt more alone every day. When I met you, it was like meeting my father again. But now, with you, I feel more and more alone. Beloved Bhagwan, what can I do? Is aloneness my way?
प्रेम मत वाला अलोननेस इज नॉट ओनली योर वे टू ट्रूथ इट इज एवरीबडीज वे इट इज द ओनली वे Your whole approach from the very beginning has been wrong. First, life is a reason unto itself. The moment you make something else a reason for living, you have moved on a wrong path. You are saying, when my father died 10 years ago, he was my last reason for living. This is a very wrong approach looking at things. Everybody's father is going to die sooner or later. Your father's father must have died. Still he lived. You have not lived on your own. You have always needed somebody else to be the reason for your living. That reason can disappear any moment. The father will die, the mother will die, the wife can go with somebody else. The business can go bankrupt. If you make anything other than your own being a reason to live, you are insulting yourself. You are humiliating yourself. And this kind of humiliation is being supported. Your father must have supported it. Every father wants, and every mother wants, that their children should live for them. It is a strange demand. If it is to be fulfilled, then nobody can live in this world. You have to live for your father, and your father has to live for his father. But nobody can live for his own. And unless you live for your own, you cannot find any joy, any bliss. You have degraded your life. You have lost your dignity, your self-respect. Your father had to live for himself and had to die for himself. You could not die for your father. How can you live for your father? And it is not insulting to your father that you have to live for yourself. If parents were really understanding, they will help their children not to be dependent on them, not to get any kind of fixation. Father fixation, mother fixation, all fixations are of a pathological mind. Only freedom and living for oneself totally is the sign of spiritual health.